Hey, folks, welcome to the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network podcast. I'm your host, Lewis Carlin. We're right here on the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. New Japan Summer Struggle Night 1 has come and gone. Summer Struggle in Sapporo. And what a main event we had. El Desperado defending the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship against Taiji Ishimori. This was just a great main event. Lots of great ring psychology. Both guys working on body parts. El Desperado working on Taiji Ishimori's leg. Taiji Ishimori working on El Desperado's arm. Great match here. They started out feeling each other out with an exchange of holds. Then Ishimori started working on Desperado's arm, and he actually rammed his arm on the corner post, and then he took a chair, and he hit Desperado's arm while it was draped along the corner post. And Ishimori continued to work on that arm and controlled much of the match, working on that arm. It was all Ishimori just working on that arm in the beginning, but Desperado came back, and he evened the odds by going after Ishimori's leg. He returned the favor with the chair by hitting Ishimori in the leg with the chair. So both guys working on body parts throughout the match. Ishimori working on Desperado's arm, Desperado working on Ishimori's leg, and the action really picked up as they both hit really big spots and they both went for submissions, each working on that body part that they were concentrating on. Neither of them were able to get the submission. There was one point, though, El Desperado had Ishimori in a submission hold, working on that leg, and El Fantasmo pulled out red shoes and interfered in the match on Ishimori's behalf. But Yoshinobu Kanemura came down to even the odds, chased El Fantasmo out of the ring and to the back, and the match continued, and we had some more near falls, some more submissions, and like I said, really good action down the stretch. The match came to an end when El Desperado hit two Penche Locos for the win over Taiji Ishimori. So El Desperado successfully defends the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship in a terrific main event against Taiji Ishimori. Just a fantastic match. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I was expecting a great match, and I got a great match. Well, we all got a great match, whoever was watching. Great stuff. And in the end, after the match is over, Robbie Eagles on the big video wall, cuts a video promo, basically declaring himself the next challenger for El Desperado. So Robbie Eagles will be the next challenger for El Desperado. That match, I'm sure, coming down the line, maybe at Wrestle Grand Slam, I'm not sure, but Robbie Eagles is the next challenger for El Desperado. But again, this was a great main event. Absolutely love this main event. Also on the show, we had a great 8-man tag team match, as it was Bushi, IWGP Heavyweight Champion Shingo Takagi, Sanada, Tetsuya Naito against Dookie, Yoshinobu Kanemura, Zack Sabre Jr., and Tai Chi. And this was just another great main event. The story here was Sanada, Tetsuya Naito getting a shot tomorrow night against Zack Sabre Jr. and Tai Chi. They are the IWGP tag team champions. So tomorrow night, night two, they get the shot at the tag team titles. But here, this was the eight-man tag team match, and they all brawled to start. They all brawled outside the ring. Sanada was in trouble early on, as Suzuki-Gun worked him over. Zack Sabre Jr. worked on his arm. Sanada finally was able to tag in Naito, who came in and cleaned house. We had really good fast-paced action in this one. There was a great spot where Zack Sabre Jr. had a submission hold on Sanada, but Shingo Takagi body slammed Kanemura into Zack Sabre Jr. to break the hold. And match actually came to an end when Shingo Takagi. Now, I figured going into this match, either Bushi or Dookie are going to take the loss for the team. And I was right, as Shingo Takagi hit a massive lariat on Dookie for the win for Los Ingobernables de Japón. So Shingo is so damn good. He is just tremendous. But he did hit that massive lariat on Dookie and got the 3 count for his team. So Bushi, Shingo Takagi, Sanada, Tetsuya Naito get the victory here. But again, great match. And after the match, Zack Sabre Jr., Tai Chi, the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, Verbally went at it with Sonata and Naito, the challenges for tomorrow night. So tomorrow is going to be a great match between the two, but they verbally went at it. And tomorrow, main event, Zack Sabre Jr. Tai Chi defending the tag team titles against Sonata and Naito. Also on this show, we had Kazuchika Okada versus, so I'm sorry, not versus show, Kazuchika Okada and Show versus Great Okan and Jeff Cobb. The United Empire, Show and Okan started. Match had really good back and forth action. Very, very good match with good spots. Okada hit his signature spots during this match, but the match did come to an end. Actually, before I say that, Show actually tried to hit his deadlift suplex on Cobb. He had him up, it just couldn't get him up, and Cobb was able to get out of it. But the match did come to an end when Cobb did catch Show and hit the Tour of the Islands on Show to get the three count for his team. So Great Okan, Jeff Cobb defeat Kazuchika Okada and Show in another really, really good match. And after the match, Okada and Cobb kind of face off, kind of teasing a match there. I'm sure we'll get a match between the two down the road. Again, Wrestle Grand Slam is coming up. I don't think they have too many matches announced for that match. So I would expect to see Okada and Cobb possibly at, unless they announce the matches already that I might have missed. But Okada and Cobb did face off, and we can expect them to go at it one-on-one at some point down the road. Also, Rocky Romero, Reisuke Taguchi, and Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Kenta, El Phantasmo, Yujiro Takahashi. Another very, very good match here. There were some comedy spots in this match that I really didn't care for. It was early on, some comedy spots. Taguchi running the ropes, Phantasmo making him run the ropes back and forth, and Taguchi running out of gas and eventually collapsing. Okay, Romero and Taguchi were doing some comedy spots. This didn't not big fan of the comedy spots, but it was a decent match. After if you got past the comedy spots, you had a decent match here. The match did come to an end. Tanahashi hits the high fly flow on Yujiro Takahashi for the win for his team. But after the match, Kenta attacks Tanahashi to set up a feud between the two. So we as I said, we can expect Okada and Cobb, an Okada versus Cobb match down the road. Kenta versus Tanahashi is coming as well, and I'm all for that. But Kenta does attack Tanahashi after the match, and I'm sure we're going to see a match between the two down the road as well. Then Evil, two other matches. Evil and Dick Togo defeat Tomohiro Ishii and Yo. Evil locks on a Scorpion Deathlock on Yo for the win. And also Master Wato defeated Yuya Uemura. Story here was it was supposed to be Kota Ibushi and Yuya Uemura against Yota Tsuji and Yuya Uemura. Did I say you it's Kota Ibushi and Master Wato? Did I say Kota Ibushi and Yuya Uemura? I might have. But Kota Ibushi and Master Wato were supposed to take on Yuya Uemura and Yota Tsuji, but Kota Ibushi had to step away because he's having some pretty bad side effects from the COVID-19 vaccine, so he wasn't able to compete in the match. So it was Master Wato versus Yuya Uemura, and Master Wato got the win over Yuya Uemura. But Evil and Dick Togo, as I said, defeated Tomohiro Ishii and Yo. But they're setting up Evil versus Ishii. So there's another one-on-one match coming. A number of one-on-one matches we could expect down the road. Evil versus Tomohiro Ishii, which is going to be absolutely nuts. Kenta against Hiroshi Tanahashi, which is going to be a great one. And Okada versus Kazuchika Okada versus Jeff Cobb as well, we could expect down the road. So this was a really, really good show. I enjoyed it. Great, great main event. Glad that El Desperado retained his IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. And tomorrow, don't forget, July 11th, Zack Sabre Jr., Tai Chi defend the IWGP Heavyweight Champion, Heavyweight Tag Team Championships against Tetsuya Naito and Sonata. So it's going to be a great, great main event there. Okay, on one other note, one more note I just want to say on New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong. Josh Alexander defeated Rocky Romero in a terrific, terrific match. I would love to see Josh Alexander head to Japan and compete against the big boys from New Japan Pro Wrestling. I think he has what it takes, and I think he would do a terrific job. As I mentioned in my show 2 days ago, I think he would be great in the G1. But Josh Alexander defeats Rocky Romero, gets a huge win over a major New Japan Pro Wrestling star, and I would love to see Josh Alexander head on over to Japan and compete against the likes of Tomohiro Ishii, Evil, Tetsuya Naito, Kazuchika Okada, any of the New Japan Pro Wrestling big boys. But great, great win there for Josh Alexander. And I hope we see him again, either on New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong, but like I said, I would love to see him head on over to Japan. All right, on that note, I'm going to say thank you very much for listening to me today. I'm Lewis Carlin. This is the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network podcast. And until next time, thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye. Stay safe, everyone. So long. Bye-bye.